The widening sex abuse scandal that began in the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston is having ripple effects as far north as the Canadian border. Throughout the United States, bishops have been criticized for being too lenient in the past, allowing alleged abusers to remain in the priesthood. But in northern Maine, parishioners are furious at their bishop for removing two priests, who they say have been serving them well, even though the men admit to molesting teenage boys decades ago. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio reports.
In the clear, cold light of Palm Sunday morning, about 200 Roman Catholics stomped the snow off their boots and filled the pews of St. Thomas Aquinas Church in northern Maine's St. John Valley. In this paper mill town with deep Franco-American roots, the early Mass is always celebrated in French. This 70-year-old retiree who's had to dust off his French is just a temporary replacement for the parish's regular priest, who was forced out 2 weeks ago by the Diocese of Portland. Bishop Joseph Gary rejected a plea by the parish council to keep Reverend John Odibert. Odibert underwent therapy in the early 1990s because of an incident that occurred a quarter century earlier in southern Maine. Then he was transferred to northern Maine. His new congregation knew of his past and welcomed him anyway. But after another accuser dredged up long past offenses, the bishop ordered Odibert to read a public confession and pack his bags. Another priest from a Catholic church only a few miles away was also removed. St. Thomas parishioner Judy Parody says both congregations resent the way their beloved priests were treated.
Maine, for some reason, our beautiful Maine with just 1.2 million population, has been sucked in to the problems to our south. We know who is on the ground, who is hurting children, and it has not been our priests overall.
Judy Parody's husband, Rosaire, says the bishop should practice the same Christian mercy being shown by the parishioners.
The most forgiving groups, I think, are the elderly and the children, as they have learned their catechism very well. That you forgive everyone. Nobody is beyond mercy and repentance and all that.
Parody believes that therapy helped both priests turn away from sinful behavior and notes that the crimes they're alleged to have committed occurred before they received counseling. He says the northern Maine parishes are so angry that some members are planning to ask the Vatican for permission to form their own diocese or ally themselves with a Canadian diocese just across the St. John River in New Brunswick. Bishop Gary has declined to be interviewed, but diocesan spokeswoman Sue Bernard says his decision was a difficult one.
Frankly, the bishop was very concerned that it would be more difficult for the people of the St. John Valley to keep up credibility and to have a lot of confidence in these two priests, and that there would probably always be the worry of another allegation coming forward in the minds of many people.
But if there are parishioners in the St. John Valley who applaud the bishop's decision to oust the priests, they're keeping it to themselves. So the churches are now holding meetings, inviting everyone to air their thoughts and to make suggestions for moving ahead.
I served under Father Mike and Father John, and Father Mike really sparked the faith in me.
18-year-old Nicholas Garrett, the head altar server at St. Thomas, is still stung by the loss of the two priests who served as his spiritual mentors.
Father Mike just passed that torch to Father John, and it's still burning, but it's a lot of confusion. It's a lot of, you know, it's sadness. It's like a death, really.
Garrett has no idea when the sadness will lift from his church. The search for new clergy will be daunting. The congregations have made a long list of the qualities they want to see in their next leaders. They're looking for young priests, enthusiastic about moving to a cold, rural climate, with a knack for building trust in people of all ages. And, the parishioners insist, they'll have to be fluent in French. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Madawaska, Maine.